Hello, this is Janet Meshuggah Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, we've all seen it or heard about it. Tragic situations where someone was running into the path of peril, whether it be an oncoming vehicle or a train or whatever it is, and people calling out to them to stop. And they didn't heed it because they were either distracted or paying attention to something else or couldn't hear, and it ends badly. I'm wondering if there isn't something similar going on in your life. Is the Lord speaking to you concerning some of the things that you are doing or some of the things that you're not doing? Trying to tell you to be careful, to watch, and yet something has gotten your attention, so you just keep going, not hearing what we need to hear. There are other times where we are listening to things to which we should not listen, voices in our life. The old Greek mythology where the sirens, these beings that were on the island of some sort, and they had this song that no sailor could resist, and it always took them to their death on the rocks. So, to what we listen and to what we don't listen is probably forming our life in some way or the other. I want to give you some word on that today. Let's look first of all in Deuteronomy 1:41. And this is Moses recounting how the Lord had dealt with the people and the people with the Lord, and a history of what all went on. He says, "Then you answered and said to me, 'We have sinned against the Lord. We will go up and fight just as the Lord our God commanded us.' And when every one of you had girded on his weapons of war, you were ready to go up into the mountain." Now, they were going to do now what they had refused to do earlier. "And the Lord said to me, 'Tell them, do not go up nor fight, for I am not among you, lest you be defeated before your enemies. So I spoke to you, yet you would not listen, but rebelled against the command of the Lord and presumptuously went up into the mountain. And the Amorites who dwelt in that mountain came out against you and chased you as bees do and drove you back from Seir to Hormah. Then you returned and wept before the Lord, but the Lord would not listen to your voice nor give ear to you. So you remained in Kadesh many days according to the days that you spent there." He's saying to them, "I told you the Lord said He would not be with you in this fight, but you would not listen. You didn't listen before. Have you seen that sometimes, now certainly not you, but you've probably seen other people do this. We get in trouble by doing things our own way. And then instead of letting the Lord show us the way out, when we have seen the error of our ways, again, now we're going to do it our own way to get out of the trouble. It's part of that fallen human nature that bucks up against any kind of control or input from the Lord. But yet many times we do submit ourselves to control and input from sources that don't have our best interests at heart. Let's look at 1 Samuel 24:9. David was frustrated over this same type of thing that I've just referenced, refusing to listen to the right thing, yet eagerly listening to what you shouldn't. David said to Saul, "Why do you listen to the words of men who say, 'Indeed, David seeks your harm'? Look, this day your eyes have seen that the Lord delivered you today into my hand in the cave, and someone urged me to kill you. But my eyes spared you, and I said, 'I will not stretch out my hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed.' Moreover, my father, see the corner of your robe in my hand, for in that I cut off the corner of your robe and did not kill you. No one see that there is neither evil nor rebellion in my hand. I have not sinned against you, yet you hunt my life to take it." This is a frustration. He says, "Why do you listen to words of people who say this?" And he never had any evil intent toward Saul. Why are some people so anxious to listen to those that they shouldn't trust, and yet they will not listen and mistrust those who've never shown them any reason to feel that way? I'm going to tell you this. It's a tool of the enemy. He comes in and he makes us mistrust the very people that could be of benefit to us. And why do these same people trust those that they shouldn't? Well, a lot of times what the devil works through in their lives is insecurity. Well, people that can't be trusted are the very same people who don't mind flattering, who don't mind being manipulative, who know what a person's buttons are, and they approach the person in that way, and it works. And they isolate that person off for their own agenda. And the person doesn't see it because they've been flattered into submission. Many times they themselves think that they're the ones in control. But these very people that have, quote unquote, exalted them, have put them in a position of vulnerability to them. And it's not a matter of if they will use it, it is when they will use it. Now, you take that to heart. You may not think that you're one of those people, but you have to watch out for deceit, because deceitful people do not mind flattering or doing whatever it takes to get them where they want to be, and they do not have your best interest at heart. I won't charge you for that, but I hope you're listening. 2 Kings 18:28 says, the Rabshakeh, the context is the king of Assyria, Sennacherib, has sent out his right-hand man, the Rabshakeh, to go speak to the Hebrews, and this is what they're saying to them. Then the Rabshakeh stood and called out with a loud voice in Hebrew and spoke, saying, hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus says the king, do not let Hezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you from his hand. Nor let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying, the Lord will surely deliver us. This city shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Do not listen to Hezekiah, for thus says the king of Assyria, make peace with me by a present, and come out to me, and every one of you eat from his own vine, and every one from his own fig tree, and every one of you drink the waters of his own cistern. And he goes on railing. Hezekiah loved the Lord, and he knew that the Lord would help him and defend them. He was the king of Judah. But yet the Rabshakeh comes out and says, don't listen to him. You better listen to what the king of Assyria is saying. None of the gods of any of these other people have protected them. So you better come over to us and make gestures to us of peace. Well, they did not have the best interests of these people at heart. They wanted them to give up. And we know that Hezekiah prayed, and the Lord brought a dramatic victory against the king of Assyria. But here there's Rabshakehs in our lives saying, don't listen to what the Lord has said. Don't listen to the promises of the Lord. You got to do this, or you got to do that, or you got to know this person, you got to know that person. You got to kowtow to this person. You got to please that person. Oh my, what trouble we find and jump right into. Some people do listen. Ruth 2:8, and if you haven't read the story of Ruth, it is a beautiful one. We know that Ruth chose to stay with her mother-in-law even after her husband was dead, and Ruth was a pagan, had been a pagan girl, or worshiped pagan gods, but she accepted the God of Naomi, which was the God of Israel. And then Boaz was a rich relative of Naomi, and he sees Ruth out gleaning in the fields, and he comes and tells this to Ruth. Then Boaz said to Ruth, you listen, my daughter, will you not? Do not go to glean in another field, nor go from here, but stay close by my young women. Let your eyes be on the field which they reap, and go after them. Have I not commanded the young men not to touch you? And when you are thirsty, go to the vessels and drink from what the young men have drawn. He was telling her where safety was in his field, and you know, he ended up marrying her. And she had a child, and she's in the lineage of our Savior. What if she hadn't listened to Boaz? What if she had thought, well, you know what? I don't need anybody telling me what to do. I'm going to go and glean in the field where I want to be. He was trying to put her in a position where she would be safe until he could work out the situation so that he could marry her. Oh, we're many times our own worst enemies, because we're always trying to second guess what God has said. We don't trust the Lord, yet we trust the voice of deception. Well, deception does mean something. Jesus said, I've come and I've told you who I am. You don't believe me, but someone else is going to come saying that they're the Christ, the Messiah, and you're going to believe them. We do not want to be subject to deception. We want to listen to the voice of the Spirit in our lives. Psalms 81:8, it says, hear, O my people, and I will admonish you. O Israel, if you will listen to me. And then in 13, The Lord says, oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. Oh, have you ever been dealing with children? You say, oh, they just won't listen. What do you think we look like to the Lord so many times? We have got to listen to what the Lord is saying. We say, I don't know how to listen. Yes, you do. You just haven't stuck with it long enough to make it work. How do you do it? You get in the Word of God. See what the Word of God has to say about your situation. Focus your attention on Jesus Christ. Ask for the Holy Spirit to speak to you, and He will. But you've got to quiet yourself, and you've got to quit trying to just act and act presumptuously and do whatever until you get direction. Proverbs 13:1 says, a wise son heeds his father's instruction, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. And there are people that do not want to be corrected by the Lord, and yet they turn around and become slaves to sin, slaves to deception, manipulated by deception. Oh, we are not of those. Jeremiah 6:17, the Lord speaking through Jeremiah said, also I set watchmen over you, saying, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not listen. He tried to warn them that destruction was coming upon them, but they were stiff-necked and would not listen. And look at what Jesus said in John 8:43 to the Jewish leaders. This is the Amplified Version. He said, why do you misunderstand what I say? It is because you are unable to hear what I am saying. You cannot bear to listen to my message. Your ears are shut to my teaching. You are of your father, the devil, and it is your will to practice the lust and gratify the desires which are characteristic of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning, does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a falsehood, he speaks what is natural to him, for he is a liar himself and the father of lies and of all that is false. But because I speak the truth, you do not believe me, do not trust me, do not rely on me or adhere to me. Oh my, what a sad commentary. The Lord of glory is in their midst, and they will not listen to him. But what about us? The Lord of glory now, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, lives inside of you, and you in him, and he speaks. Yet we continue to live our lives the way we did before we accepted him. We see in the word where the Apostle Paul said more than once, don't walk like the Gentiles walk, or the ones that have not received Christ, but walk in the Spirit. There's safety in it and victory in it, and if you don't heed it, there is destruction. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank you that you do warn us. You've said that you do nothing without speaking it to your servants, the prophets. Lord, we know that we have your written word that warns us of many things that are to come. Lord, help us to understand and know and heed what these things say. And Lord, we know that the spirit of prophecy is still in our midst. Lord, help us to listen to your voice and to heed your voice. Listen to what we need to listen. And Lord, to ignore the voice of deception, deceit, flattery, malevolence that comes into our lives. Thank you, Lord, that you have rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake, so that only your word can be manifest in and through us. It is in Jesus' name and authority and under his blood that we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, do you hear in your spirit something hollering, stop? Better watch out. There could be destruction ahead. I'm praying for you.